The Ellis and Hubbard Show, presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. Now, here's Hubbard and Hull.
Just 6 minutes after the 1 o'clock hour. Good afternoon, Northern Colorado listeners. We are switching gears here on this Monday afternoon. In case you haven't heard, Mondays at 1 o'clock, we transform everything to the Ellison Hubbard Show, presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. And we're going to be doing this every single Monday throughout the course of the season. Now, most of the time, Ellison will be in the studio with us, but these next couple of weeks are going to be kind of tight for Mr. Hubbard because of, well, fall camp. I mean, we are knee-deep into it now, started off on Thursday, and we're going to be talking to Ellison about camp and all things CSU-related, maybe a few other bonus topics for Ellison. But we do have Ellison on our First Advantage Hotline, the Ellison Hubbard Show, of course, presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. Ellison, my friend, great to see you again. It's been a while. I saw you Thursday, but it feels like forever.
Yeah, Brady, how you doing, man? It's been a long time, but it's actually been moving kind of fast.
I was going to ask you how. I mean, that first day is kind of warm out there. I mean, you know me; I'm pasty. I stood out for 5 minutes, and I'm already turning bright red. I'm sunburnt. You guys were putting the work in. Media gets to see about the last 30 minutes, so we don't even get to see close to half of what you guys are doing. But fast forward to a couple of days later, feeling pretty good about everything.
Yeah, I feel real good about the team. We're looking good. We're working hard. You know, 5 days in already. It's been a long time, but it's been moving pretty fast, you know. And so everybody's been buying in and putting their bodies to the work, to the test at practice, but then they're recovering afterwards. So, and it's a lot better with this camp schedule than previous years because we're actually, you know, taking time to recover our bodies and, you know, mentally focus in on film and whatnot after practice. So
yeah, I was looking at that too. I know you and I had chatted a little bit about that before practice started, just kind of looking at the schedule. But yeah, I mean, it does seem like, you know, you guys bust your hump, you get your work done, but we're not talking 2-a-days or 4-hour, 5-hour practices either.
no, we're not. I thank God that kind of got switched over.
Yeah.
You know, I had a little bit of that in high school. You know, so it's been a tremendous, you know, fall camp of just actually being able to take care of your bodies and stay healthy because the season's right around the corner. So it would make sense to just, you know, bang heads for, you know, 2 weeks and then kind of just be all banged up and then the first game comes and then, you know, guys are out, sitting out, you know.
Yeah, I mean, taking care. You're seeing that in the NFL level, too, Ellison. You're seeing practices, you know, not what they used to be because guys get hurt. I mean, even last year with the reduced practices, still guys are getting hurt. But there's a lot to be said that, hey, if you just go at it hard for a couple of hours instead of we're going to make you just throughout the day constantly sweating,
just
constantly grinding.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to be more susceptible to injuries.
Yeah, and, you know, that's what the NCAA kind of focused on was just let's, you know, find the best way to keep players from getting concussions, torn ACLs, serious injuries that can keep them from playing in a season. And let's find a way to make it, you know, not so long of contact or let's not be out there all day and then you come home and get about 4 hours of rest and then you're right back up trying to do that same thing for 5 days straight, you know. You know, we're trying to pick up off the NFL because we're basically pros in college.
Yeah, no question about it. And, I mean, that goes into a lot of the discussions you and I have had about the name, image, and likeness, just the overall schedules, too. Yeah, it's you're having the very similar schedules as the pros do, only difference is you got to do the class thing, too, which is juggling act.
You know, the class thing, it's such a bummer, but that's what we're also here to be a student athlete and to get our grades and to graduate. And even if we're getting our master's, get our master's, but then again, play football on top of that. That's, you know, most people, you know, need to understand that athletes have it hard. You know, some people think we got it easy, we get free things, but no, it's a tough job. being a student athlete, honestly.
Well, and you and I have kind of grown this relationship over the past month or so, but even in talking to other athletes, before practice starts, you're getting texts back, you're getting emails, you're getting all this. Once camp starts, it's like, I mean, and this is what you want to do. You want to be in the media at some point. So you're like, hey, I'm just going to put that toward, that's my next goal. I got to make sure I make the time to do it. But a lot of these guys are in the same boat as you. There's just so many other things that they're focused on. The time is crazy.
On, And, you know, that's kind of hard for younger guys because they also still have, you know, the freshmen probably have a few classes left. I think they just finished up with their Bugs class. But, I mean, man, when you're a younger guy, you know, that's still got maybe 3 more years to graduate, it's just a lot on your plate right now. But when you're older, like me, 5, 6 years already in, it's kind of like, okay, I already know how this goes, so I know how to manage my time and get the things in that I want to get done, you know, in my final year. So,
Ellison, remind our listeners, again, this is just episode 2 of the official Ellison Hubbard Show, but remind our listeners, or your listeners too, what your status is on the school side of it, what you're going for, and kind of where you sit on the academic side of things.
Yeah, so, you know, I've already graduated just this past spring in 2021, and right now I'm pursuing my master's in sports management on the social media side. So that's pretty huge right there. And right now I'm doing the NIL thing with the radio show, just trying to be, you know, a radio broadcaster, radio talk show person like Brady, like you yourself, and trying to just be in the media world like you see on TV on ESPN or Fox or even CBS. And just, you know, that's what my dream has been, and that's what I've been working to do, you know, over these past 5 years, basically. You know, it was kind of hard at first, didn't know where I wanted to be, whether it was business side or whether it was the media side. And then, you know, hearing that I was a natural at it, I said, I'm going to pursue it. And, you know, here I am actually having my own radio show and, you know, just seeing where life takes me.
Yeah, well, and like I said a million times, you're doing a sensational job at this. And our friend, Mr. Brohard, we're going to be getting him on the show at some point, but we're going to reverse this thing. He interviews you all the time. Of course, Mike works for CSU, of course, the CSU Rams Wire. He interviews you all the time. We're going to turn this thing around. You're going to get him on the show, and you're going to interview him.
Oh, yeah, that's going to be a lot different. You know, I'm used to the guys coming out there on the field and interviewing. So, you know, I'm giving them all the answers they want to hear. So it's time to hear some answers from Mike.
Ellison, do you ever get, because I'll admit, when I first started doing CSU stuff, I was a little nervous. You're coming out there. These are big football players. These are mean and nasty coaches. Do you ever get those reporters, those rooks, where they just ask you a question and you're just like, oh, what are you asking me, man? It's okay. Just relax. Just breathe.
I don't know. I don't think I have.
No?
I think most of the guys have been kind of pros.
They're pretty good.
Maybe,
oh, yeah, you got a good group.
Yeah, maybe kind of the new people that come, you know, from maybe the Denver Post or something like that, you know, they're just getting their feet wet, trying to get some information, maybe just more on the side of, hey, you're doing this outside of football. I want to interview about that. So they're kind of just trying to pick the right questions to ask, you know.
Yeah, well, it was interesting on Thursday, my man. Listening to Coach Addazio, first practice, and if any coach ever says on the first day of practice that it was the best practice ever and it was great, I will be shocked because coaches are never going to say first day that you got, even if you felt it was like, dang, we were actually clicking. Coach was not necessarily critical of anything in particular, but he said, hey, things were kind of rough, but all of us there were kind of in agreement. I mean, that's to be expected on day one, right?
Exactly. It is expected to be a little rough. You know, we had a week off, so you're not going to come out there guns blazing. It's going to be, we got to get our bodies right back into this, you know, physical contact sport. And we're going to get our minds right. It's not just going to be, oh, yeah, I'm coming out here making every sack and not making any mistakes. No, there's going to be mistakes. There's going to be mental errors. That's why we have the days to fix it.
I mean, you know that this coach is putting the emphasis on special teams, Ellison, when the first player we interview after Coach Addazio is Mr. Stonehouse, is the punter. I mean, if that doesn't say, hey, we are going to focus a lot of our efforts into special teams. Putting your punter up front and center, I mean, that screams it. So what's that like? I mean, are you hearing it? We're hearing Adazio talk, Coach Adazio talk about it until he's blue in the face about thinking this special teams is going to be just that, special.
Yeah, I mean, it's every day. It's team meetings. We even switched it up to at the end. We're putting our starting, you know, whatever unit it is on special teams versus the best of the rest. And we're going at it. We're going to make sure that we don't have block kicks anymore, that this is not going to be, you know, CSU's known for giving up block punts or giving up returns, any of that. We're going to make sure special teams is the vocal point of this team. And so, you know, I like that he pushes this because it's kind of been a struggle, I'm not going to lie, over the years with punt mainly. But, you know, I think him putting that at the forefront and him giving it his all every day on special teams is going to make us a really great team.
So
and Stonehouse, he's a great
ridiculous.
A great kicker. Yeah. I mean, do you like him? Is he good on the media side?
Oh, he was fantastic. I mean, I was thoroughly entertained. I mean, I'll say this, a lot of CSU guys are really easy to interview. I don't know that they're all ready to do a 1-hour radio show like you, but they're really easy to talk to. But Adazio's talking about some of the hard part is Stonehouse is so good that he, you know, he outkicks the coverage a lot because let's face it, this guy's going to be punting at the NFL level. So he's already kind of getting to that point, and so that's kind of the tough part, too. They're trying to find that balance.
It is, but, you know, I think that shows how strong his leg is, and I think he's gotten better. He's gotten extremely better over the years, and after what I've seen these last two practices, he kicks the ball. It's like, wow, like in the corner, all the way, like, maybe 20 yards in front of the end zone. You're like, oh, my gosh, they can't even return this because it's so beautiful how he kicked the ball. So I'm excited to see what Stonehouse can do. I'm glad he came back, and I'm just ready to see him excel at the punter position.
Yeah, there was a lot of guys, Ellison, and you and I have talked about this, about that decision to come back. I mean, now with the transfer portal, what it is, you could theoretically ask that question of anybody on the team now, even if they do commit. So that's the way it goes. You know, we talked to Stonehouse about that. We talked to Trey McBride. We talked to, Scott Patchen, of course, entered the transfer portal to come to CSU. But you and I haven't talked about this on the air as much. What was it about Coach Adazio and Fort Collins, Colorado State, where you just said, you know what, I'm not even giving it, or did you give it a second thought? Were you always planning on coming back?
You know, I never gave it a second thought. You know, in my head, I was like, you know what, I've been here for 4 years or 3 years at the time. So I was like, you know, I can definitely be here and, you know, stick with this staff and learn some new things and probably even get better than what I thought I was at first and just improve myself and get better at the game. So I was excited to have a staff come from the ACC because they know how tough it is in the ACC facing Clemson and FSU and Georgia Tech and Virginia Tech, all those teams where they're big-bodied linemen and they know how to come downhill on double teams and whatnot. So in my head, I was like, I'm going to learn how to be a great defensive lineman. So when it's time to pursue my dream in the NFL, I'm going to have that skill set already set. So, you know, in my head, I wasn't really trying to leave. I was just trying to get better and stay here.
Now it seems like you got the right coaching staff specifically for that D-line. We had a texter coming in, the Weld County Swami. What does Ellison think about the offensive line? We've heard a lot about the defensive line being so dominant, but is that offensive line, what are we looking at there? What's that like so far? And I know you guys are just getting gradually more and more physical, too, in practice.
Yeah. So, honestly, I think the offensive line is getting tremendously better. And, you know, going against us every day, we're competing at a high level. And so, you know, we had a coach come up to us afterwards. He's like, you guys are dominant, but that offensive line is getting better each and every day going against you guys. They're going to be so good that other D-lines are going to have a struggle against this whole line because they're going to know how to double team, and they already face the best in the Mountain West. So I think the offensive line looks very good right now. You know, there might be a little slip-ups, but they are improving day by day.
Yeah, and again, so early into this, we'll talk. Scrimmage coming up on Saturday, and we'll talk about that too. Ellison, we'll take a short break. Had some Crazy Carl's pizza last night. I'm sorry I didn't get you the invite, but you're busy now, so it's.
we had the team actually got some Crazy Carl's last night or 2 nights ago. Excuse me.
Oh, you did? Oh, the team? Yeah. So, I mean, what did you... You had to probably order the entire, like, the everything from for the entire time. I mean, my goodness.
We all got pepperoni or cheese pizza, so we were all excited.
Dude.
The guys were excited to eat it.
Don't they have the best... They have those little pepperonis, the little ones, when you get to... Oh, isn't that the best? I mean, I haven't had one of those of pepperoni pizza in forever. That's what I did last night. It's ridiculous.
It's the best to ever get. So I'm excited that we actually got some Crazy Carls. I'm sure it's going to be a lot more coming the rest of this camp. So
well, we're going to do – I think we're, you and I are planning on doing that first Monday before your first game. We're going to sit out there. We're going to do – I'll do my first hour out there, and then we'll do the Ellison Hubbard show. We'll do a little pizza and football action.
Oh, I can't wait. I cannot wait.
You at least get to go work it off. I just have to sit there and cry about because I can't stop eating their pizza, man. I mean, I must have had 7 slices last night. I'm laying in bed last night. It's 11. I can hear the pizza whispering to me at night. It's a problem, but it's a good one to have when it comes to Crazy Carl's pizza, man.
Oh, my God. It's a good slice of pizza. I don't blame you. I would have ate the whole box.
We've done it before, man. Ellison, we'll take a quick break. Let's talk about what the expectations are like for that scrimmage. We are, about 3 weeks away from game one, so we'll get to all that and more. It's the Ellison Hubbard Show presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza right here on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1. 1310 KFKA.
More Rams and football talk with the Ellison Hubbard Show, presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. What's happening in your own backyard? Listen to NoCo Now with Tanner Schwint on Northern Colorado's Voice. 1310 KFKA. Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Minutes after the hour. Welcome back to the show. This is the Ellison Hubbard Show, presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. We're doing this every single Monday in the 1 o'clock hour, primarily CSU stuff, but we can't get away from talking a few things going on throughout the sports world when Ellison has time to watch some of it. I know fall camp is just nuts for you guys because once you get in the regular season, you kind of get into a schedule, and it just, you know, it's more normalized, I suppose. But fall schedule for you guys is just nuts.
It's insane, honestly, that, you know, everybody has to be up there from basically 6 to 8, where we're kind of doing a full-time job. But, you know, it's the love for the game, and, you know, guys want to get better each and every day. And it might be tiring, but it's worth it in the end. And so what I like about this schedule is we're actually getting a little more downtime than usual. Usually most teams let guys out around, you know, 9, 10 o'clock. We're getting out 8:45, having time to actually get full 8 hours of sleep to be ready for the next day. So the schedule isn't as bad as, I was expecting when I first came in. And we're going, you know, 5 days break, 4 days break, 3 days break, and then we're finishing up getting ready for school, so...
Yeah, once you get into that regular schedule, it'll be fun too. We'll get you in studio and just continue. It's going to be fun to recap the games that happen, preview the games coming up, all that and more. A texter here from Dixon, kind of wanting to know more about the NIL stuff, the name, image, and likeness side of it, and basically saying, how do they get paid? Do they have to pay taxes? Is it considered a job? And I mean, Ellison, this is what we're all kind of learning on the fly here. You guys can get paid. You can also get paid in just swag too, right? I mean, you guys were kind of presented with opportunities to start this whole thing of, hey, you just want to, if you want to sign this, you can sport some of the logos and some of this kind of thing. Some businesses will flat out pay you. And so there's a lot of ways that this is working. And yes, you're not really, it's not really considered, I don't know, it's not really considered a job from us, for example, with the radio station, but I guess it's kind of a job, right?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, with this name, image, likeness thing, it's really how you make it. And so for the athlete, it could be a job. It could be I'm just, you know, maybe showing my face up at your restaurant for you and, you know, I'm getting gear or I'm getting paid. It's all in a contract. So, with our thing, Brady, I think it could be maybe a job, maybe not. I don't know. You know, it's kind of hard to tell.
Well,
I wouldn't say it's a job. Sure. You know, yeah.
Well, and full disclosure for our listeners, these players like Ellison, they're listed as independent contractors essentially, and Ellison signs off on it. We go find businesses or whatever. Crazy Carl's was a no brainer. They love Ellison. They love Colorado State, and Ellison. You guys, your whole family, you guys are fans, diehard fans of Crazy Carl's Pizza. So it was a perfect relationship. But yeah, we get the contracts paperwork all put together. And, of course, Ellison sends it over to compliance at Colorado State. They read off, sign off on it, say it's good. There's certain rules we have to follow, of course. And, you know, so far, so good, man. They haven't kicked us off yet. We're two shows in almost.
Yeah, so, I mean, we're running good right now. And, honestly, with this thing, is, you know, you're signing contracts and you're paying taxes. So, in a way, I could say you are doing a job, at least here in Colorado, that us as players are doing jobs. You know, if they're all doing radio things like me, then I would say, yeah, they're kind of doing jobs.
Sure.
But if not, then you're just being maybe a player that's showing your face or maybe using your name and for that restaurant or business or whatever, but you still have to pay for using maybe the Colorado State name or the logo or the mascot. Was the case, because if you're a player, you can't just go in there and, you know, the business of the player, they can't just run in there and go like, hey, I'm so-and-so for Colorado State and come eat at, you know, Mixed Italian or whoever the case may be, and then get in trouble for, you know, using their name without paying for that. So
sure. I mean, a lot of it is, too, the logo side of it, right, is putting that that side. Rams logo or Bears logo or Buffs logo. Oh, I said the bad word on air. I'm sorry, Ellison. I didn't say the other word, the team up north, so I think I'm safe. I didn't say that one. You know, that's what they're really – and we, you know, we've done our due diligence and talked to some people. A guy you remember, Paul Kirk, of course, who was with CSU.
Yes.
I talked to him. He's over at Utah now, and you know, he's like, "Hey, the weird thing, you can't print it, but you can say it." So it's a it's an interesting thing. So you can say, "Yeah, Allison Hubbard is a defensive lineman for Colorado State," or at least I can say it. I think you can say it, but it's fun to navigate through. And I do think this though, Allison, next year, or maybe in the next 5 years, whatever. I think things will get – I don't want to say they'll get tighter, but they're going to try to regulate this a little tighter as they go. But who knows? I mean, because right now when you ask a lot of the schools, and it's nothing that they do wrong, a lot of them kind of just go, I don't know yet. I mean, I joked with Mr. Neves, and I said, hey, do I need to text you every Monday? Because normally when I want a player on this show, I have to text, I have to text or email to set it up. And if I happen to tweet and we're talking – without Mr. Neves, then I have to, I you know, just being a good, responsible media guy, I report that and say, hey, we were wanting to get him on. Any chance we can do this? I asked if I had to do that with you every Monday. He's like, dude, I mean, no, you don't. It's his show, so
yeah.
No.
Yeah.
So those are all new things for us.
I know, and right now it's just brand new, so nobody really knows how to regulate it. You know, I keep referring back to the Alabama player. It's kind of like you can't really regulate anything because you put out basic rules. Now, maybe as years progress, they're going to look at it and go like, well, we can't have, maybe we'll regulate, you know, you can't have a million people coming to give you a contract and then you're getting paid more than the head coach on the football team. Mm. But, you know, right now it's probably just like, let's see what happens. Let's see where it takes off. And then maybe, you know, because it's the NCAA, maybe we'll regulate it and make it more strict.
One of the concerns that some of our listeners have had, people have had throughout the country about this, is they worry about, okay, if I'm Ellison Hubbard, if I'm that Alabama quarterback, and I know the money's different there, but I mean, I'll try to get you a million. We're still working on it, but we'll get there at some point, maybe in 100 years. It's just different. It's a different area. I mean, teams throughout the state, we're not going to see that kind. It's just different. But some of the people were worried about, hey, is that going to – is that going to bother some of these other players? So this player that's not doing anything with the NIL sees that Ellison's got his own show. He sees that Trey McBride's doing crazy things in Denver with DNVR, because we know that. Have you witnessed that? Have there been players in the locker room that are bothered by this at all? Or is it just more or less, because you and I've talked off air, more or less like, dude, we're excited for you. Way to go.
Yeah, and I think guys are kind of just more excited, you know, kind of like, okay, that's cool, you know. You know, I could try and do my own thing, you know, things like that, trying to understand it too. But again, this is all new, so nobody's really going to get pissed off or upset that they can't, you know, get what, you know, somebody else is getting. So they're, you know, it's all a, hey, good job for you, bro, or, you know, I like it, keep going. You know, or asking questions, how do I get better? How do I do this? But, you know, maybe at a bigger school, maybe that can be a little upsetness for other players because they might think they're better than somebody else. But, you know, at least for my team, we're all brothers in the family. So no one's going to be mad at each other for anything like that. So I think right now we're kind of just in the stage of, hey, man, I'm happy for you. I'm happy for you.
Well, and especially on your side of it, you know, your teammates that know you well enough know what you want to get into, what the job is that that you're looking for. And so this to me makes perfect sense. I mean, we've talked about you with several reps throughout the area just about how this is perfect for a guy like you because it's like, hey, he wants to get into the media. He gets to work in the media. You get to see kind of how, not specifically the media, but the radio side and how advertising works and everything. Like, I think that that's huge. If I would have had that, even just in college, you know, you get a head start right out the gates. I mean, a lot of people, they intern at a station, and it might take them a year or two to really understand the inner workings of how radio stations make money, how it all works, yeah. Programs making money and that kind of thing.
Exactly. And it's not just I've done a lot of things that kind of just helped me understand more of the media side. You know, I've actually worked at a job to be, you know, that did what Colfax is doing right now at the board operator.
Yeah.
So I kind of had my hands on a lot of things just before radio because this is kind of like my first time just doing live radio. You know, I never really done it. I never really, you know, been in there, but now that I'm in here, I kind of enjoy it. I like it, and I'm glad that I have my show to just kind of continue to get better at it. And now I can be on TV or on radio or even have both like most of the people do right now in TV, like Stephen A. did and Max Kellerman did and Colin Cowherd did. So, you know, it's just a huge, huge opportunity that I have.
Another question for you, and then I got a football question about the quarterback side, too. So some of them coming in here. Texter, how does Ellison feel about high school kids getting recruited by car salesmen? Serious question. I think he's meaning, like, what do you think of, like, some of these high school kids we're seeing? I mean, there's that one kid, I can't think of his school, but he's got, like, 1 million followers or 4 million followers on TikTok, and he's getting endorsement deals in school. What are your thoughts there? Do you think that we're getting a little too, we're crossing a certain line, or are you okay with the high school side of it too?
Wow. So, you know, this is kind of new to me. You know, back in high school for me, it kind of wasn't things like that, honestly,
yeah,
that were happening. So, you know, to hear about that, that's kind of, you know, I think that might be controversial for high school teams and teammates, you know, of, oh, why does he get this big car deal? And I don't, you know, we're high school, you're still kind of immature. You're still trying to learn and understand things, especially just for being a grown man. So I think that kind of just could set up a little, you know, controversy within the team, just to get car deals. You paid millions of dollars and you're only maybe 16, 15 years old and you're getting that much money just because you play quarterback at this high school, you know?
Yeah, and I think that's a great point, too, because, you know, it always drives me nuts. You know, people call you guys, sometimes they're in the media, in the real world, whatever, people will call college athletes kids. And it's like, I was 18 when I went to college. You're able to go serve. You're able to smoke cigarettes. You're able to buy lottery tickets. Like, you're not a kid. So, yes, there's a difference between high school and college, no question about it.
Yeah, definitely a huge difference. Most of us, you know, once we get to our junior, senior year, we're 21, 22, 23 years old.
Yeah.
So, you know, we can't be labeled as kids. We can buy handguns, alcohol, all of this stuff. But when it comes to high school, you're 14, 15, 16 years old. You probably were working at a Kroger or a King Supers. You know, how are you making millions off a card salesman or whatever the case may be? And you go to a country high school in the middle of nowhere, you know?
Yeah.
But then again, people can look at it as he's bringing in a lot of fans to come watch him play because he's committed to Alabama and whatnot. He's going to be the next face or whatever. So, you know, I can see that side because I had in my high school this D tackle who went to Ole Miss named Robert Kadichi. He is in the league now. I do not know what team he was or who he's with now, but he played with the Cardinals and the Dolphins. And so just looking at him, he was a big face and everybody was like, wow, he's a five-star and, you know, this and that. And he's the next big thing and whatever the case may be. So I can see that a little bit as in why he would get the car salesman deal because he's a five-star and, you know, people love to watch the game because he's in the game.
Yeah, it's all very interesting stuff to navigate through. Mm-hmm. Ellison, we got a question, of course, about the quarterback position, how that's progressing. We need to take a break first, so think about that. They want to get your thoughts on Todd Senteo at this stage, a few days in, so we'll get to that coming up. But first, we need to jump out real fast and get the latest on the local Sports Flash.
Hear Mornings with Gale, weekdays 6 to 9 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA. Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
45 minutes after the hour, we're going to get right to it. Time flies when you're having fun, man. This is the fastest hour on radio, and that's because it's great to listen to, man. Ellison Hubbard. All right, two things I want to get to before we get off the show. We did get a texter asking about Todd Senteo, wanting to know how that's going. Last week, Ellison kind of heard from Trey McBride about the two of them really working together, maybe trying to throw it a little bit more so in practice and such. I'm excited about that scrimmage to see what that looks like. What are your thoughts? You know, you going up against that O-line, Todd Senteo, and other quarterbacks. It sounds like Coach Addazio basically said, yeah, Todd's our guy. What's his progression look like so far?
I think he's actually progressing pretty good. You know, he's going against our other quarterback, Matt. You know, they kind of just see each other, each person, Matt and Todd, with the ones at certain points of practice, and they just having a whole quarterback competition battle. So I think right now Todd is actually, if Steve Addazio says it, then I think he's kind of just the forefront. But, you know, both of them are actually working their butts off, trying to do the best they can to make the right plays, make the right quarterback decisions, and give it their all. So I like to see Toddy out there and run the ball when, you know, he needs to run the ball, throw the ball when he needs to throw the ball. He's making his right reads and he's securing that ball and getting out of there from making or getting sacked. So
we're talking with Ellison Hubbard. It's the Ellison Hubbard Show presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. A friend of yours, Warren Jackson, of course, a member of that wide receiver, you, former Colorado State Rams wide receiver, goes to the Broncos, signs as a free agent, or at least just signs on to get into camp, and received news. Yeah, they released him, they waived him, and just like that, the Vikings picked him up, which I think, Ellison, a way better fit because the Broncos wide receiver depth chart is absolutely stacked. And I look at Minnesota, yeah, Adam Thielen's good, but another friend of yours, BC Johnson, he's out. So here's another opportunity for Warren Jackson. And I think this one might potentially stick.
Mm-hmm. And I'm happy to actually see he was picked up. You know, I knew he was going to get picked up. He's a great wide receiver, good height, good length, can run, can catch. I mean, he needed to get picked up. And, of course, the Broncos had tons of depth. I don't really know what they picked him up for, if they were going to release him. But, you know, I saw a comment saying, you know, the Broncos are notorious for picking up great talent and then just losing them. But, you know, I'm excited to see with the Vikings. Yeah, you know, BC is out. He did tear an ACL. That's pretty sad to hear. Yeah. You know, that was hurtful to read. But for Warren to come in there and actually fill in for BC and maybe be put in a different role, they have some hype there. And now they can throw it up to a tall wide receiver. You know, Thielen and Jefferson is out there. They're both immaculate wide receivers. And BC was always a great route runner to catch the ball. So now we have Warren that can be a deep ball and jump up and catch it like a Hopkins or a Julio. So, you know, I'm just very, very excited and happy for Warren. You know, it was sad. You know, I know people who actually who are doing their little internships down there with the Broncos just to see. I think he was just, you know, humbled and, you know, ready to see what was happening for him next. And now, you know, he's on to his next adventure, and that's in Minnesota. I can't wait to see what big things he can do out there for the Vikings.
Yeah, well said, my friend. We're going to take another quick break. Again, time's flying by here. We'll wrap up the show on the other side. It's the Ellison Hubbard Show presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza.
More Rams and football talk with the Ellison Hubbard Show presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. Want the whole sports story in Northern Colorado, the state and the country? Tune into the Hull Show, weekdays noon to 2 and 1310 KFKA. Mornings with Gale is on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Almost done here. Episode 2 of the Ellison Hubbard Show presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. Ellison, we've got about a minute and a half left. We got a scrimmage coming up on Saturday. I'm going to try my darndest if I can. I got to make sure I can go out there to get out there and check this out. But practice is tough for me now. Can you talk to Coach about changing the time so I can make practice more often?
Yeah, I'm definitely going to talk to him about that. I could also talk to Deez to get you. I heard you on the radio the other day. I can get to these for you if I need to.
You got to pull some strings, man. That's my perk, right, of this name, image, and light. Ellison said we could. But I do think practice will change a little bit when you get into the regular season, so I'll probably be able to come out once a week. So I got your back, man. I got your back. I'll be able to give you pointers.
Sweet. I like it. I like it a lot.
All right, man. What do you expect from this first scrimmage coming up on Saturday?
I expect everybody to be flying around, know what their assignments are. I just expect everybody to, you know, play their hardest and put on film that they can play on this team.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. That's our first step, of course, to seeing more about this Rams team. I know there's so many questions, Ellison. There's so much hope, right? All teams are 0-0. Yeah. Next week, you and I are going to take a little time to start busting into the Mountain West Conference, too. Because there's a lot to play for with all the eyes on the conference shift and everything and what might happen someday. Every Mountain West team's basically trying to add to their resume.
They are. They're trying to win that trophy just like we are.
Yeah. Now, man, I'm honored to be able to follow along with you throughout this season. I think it's going to be special, my friend. Ellison, yeah. I'll see you. I'll be out at CSU Media Day, so I'll probably see you hanging around, man.
Okay, I'll see you then.
All right, my friend. Until next time, this has been the Ellison Hubbard Show, presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. Ellison, I'll let you sign off, my friend.
You guys have a great week. I will see you next Monday.
All right. Good night, Northern Colorado.